Okay. Welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. Here I go again where you bring the crumpets, which is your opinions and your thoughts, and I bring the tea. So I am sitting up this time because the first podcast was monumental and so powerful that I recorded, and guess I was at 0 degrees and I had to erect myself to redo it. And that is just some esoteric talk right there. So if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, it's okay. Just keep listening. The topic of discussion today is reparations. Yes, reparations. That seems to be a hot topic today in the media, especially with the elections coming up. So what does Super T have to spill on that topic? A lot. You better buckle up your seatbelts and get ready, because I'm about to take you guys on the ride of your life. So, first of all, what are reparations? Reparations is to repair a nation, right? Okay, so blacks are looking for reparations. Let's pause right there. Is black a nation? Black is a color inside of a crayon box. It's not a nation. Sorry to tell you, but this is the harsh truth to that. Yellow neither is a nation. And the reason why I bring up yellow is because at one point in time, Chinese people and Vietnamese people were identified as yellow people. And clearly, yellow is not a nation either. Clearly, these people got their reparations for the bombs and the things that were dropped upon their freaking land. And clearly, they are both in superior positions at this point in time in our history. So, let's go back to blacks, though, because that's what we're talking about. So, many blacks here in America are, number one, misidentified. They're identified by entities outside of themselves. That right there raises a huge red flag. I'm laughing because we do need to have a red flag erected, but it's not that one. The red flag that must be erected is the red flag with the 5-point green star in the middle. Who people think is the star, is the flag of the Moroccan kingdom. But before the Moroccan kingdom was the Moroccan empire, and it was not across the ocean. It was right here in America. There was an empire that was standing amongst the many nations of natives that there were here also functioning on this land before Europeans got on their boats and sailed over here. They did not discover America because America was already functioning. We already were trading with Africa, and nonetheless, I'm not going to give you a history lesson completely. I'm just going to put key points in there because maybe those key points will click and you'll be like, wait a minute, that makes sense. Let me do some more research. Please do some more research. Don't just say, oh my God, Super T said it, and so this is what it is because Super T said it. No. Please get your books. Please get online. Now you can listen to books and get the information yourself. Do your research. We love Netflix, we love music, but we need to clean up our land and we need to clean up our government, period. We the people are the ones to do it. So let's get back to the topic of discussion, which is reparations. I'm not going to get too far from that. I'm going to always keep circling back to that because that is the point of today's podcast. So anyway, with that being said, we know that black is not a nation. We know that African American is neither a nation. It's two continents. Africa is a continent. America is a continent. How many countries are in Africa? Ponder that for a second. So how many nations are in Africa? Many. How many countries is in America? Well, you might be thinking it's only one. Wrong answer. Okay, what is America? America is composite of North America, Central America, South America. Count the countries. There you will have the nations. Okay, and then here in the United States of America, which is only one country within North America, you have many nations here because many of the native nations are still functioning. Cherokee Nation, Shinnecock Nation, and that's only to name two. There's many more that are still operating here on this land. So, what does that mean? Well, that means that it's really not wise to go to Congress demanding reparations for a people that have not identified themselves as a nation or tied themselves to a nation that is in need of repair. I'm going to put that out there. Now, who am I to have all of this authority to say these things? Well, I, for one, am a natural person. Now, you may think to yourself, we're all natural people. Are you? Are you identified as a natural person? Or are you identified as a corporate person? What does she mean by that? A corporate person? Yes, because corporations are identified with letterings that are in all caps. You in your natural capacity are identified by your first name being capital, your middle being capitalized, your last name being in capital. Only the first letters, though, not the whole shaboing boing of it. But I'm, again, not going to go too much into the little details because I want you guys to get the big picture. And here's the big picture here. I identify myself as an indigenous woman. Now, I do wear many hats. And sometimes the hats that I wear doesn't appear that I am an indigenous woman to the, common man. Because I just blend in. And forgive the notifications that are coming in. I'm quite popular. I'm quite loved. And that's why you hear the notifications coming in. And I'm recording on my phone. However, what does that mean to be an indigenous woman? Well, it means that I am native to this land that I was born upon. Commonly known as the United States of America at this point in time. However, my mother is native to this land. My mother's mother is native to this land. My mother's mother is native to this land. And her mother's mother. I mean, it goes back very far. Okay, farther than 400 years because my family and my bloodline was already here. How do I know that? Same way you guys are going to find out. Talk to your elders. That's how you're going to find out. You're not going to find out from Ancestry.com. You're not going to find out sending your precious DNA. And this is no way attacking Ancestry.com. Hey, it's a business. You're making money. Do your thing. However, I personally will not send my precious DNA, my precious blood, to a corporation to tell me who I am. You can just talk to your freaking grandma, okay? Talk to your grandmas. Talk to your great aunts. Talk to your great uncles. We have oral history. We've always had oral history. Everything is not written down in the books, honey. A lot of things are, but not everything. So you need to talk to your elders in your family. That's number one. Where do we come from? Do we migrate over here? Have we been over here? What's the deal? Are we tied to a native nation? Find out. Find out who the hell you are. Okay? That's number one. Black people. find out who you are. Stop accepting these identities that are given to you. Okay? How many times have they changed the identifications of black people, quote unquote black people here in America? At one point you were colored. At another point you were Afro-American, like Afro the hairstyle American. Now there's African-American, two freaking continents. That's you. Okay, maybe that says you're great, because we are great, but does that help you get any reparations? Hell to the no, it doesn't. It just doesn't. African American is not a nation. You don't have a flag. You don't have a constitution. You are not a nation. Therefore, how can you be repaired? This is the technicalities that are at law. These are the traps. This is the labyrinth. I want you to see your way out of the maze. I want you to be who you are so that you can get what you want to get. Because others have gotten it, clearly. Chinese people got it. Vietnamese people got it. So if they got it, you can get it too. Oh, it's going to be wonderful when we get it too. It's going to be amazing. However, going to Congress and whining and complaining and dropping all of these emotional things on their laps is not going to get it done. Not at all. I want you to be clear about that. It's not going to happen that way. So anyway, let's get back to the reparations. What are you repairing? You're repairing a nation, right? So first of all, you got to know what nation you are a part of. Now, can nations be created at this point in time? Of course, it's not obsolete. It definitely can be created. We definitely can come together and we definitely can create a nation for ourselves. What does it take? I only know a few of the components. I know we need a flag. I know we need a constitution. I know we need bylaws. And I know we need a standing government, which means we need governmental officers. And we need to be operating in that capacity of a nation, independent of or interdependent within the United States of America. There are several communities that have done this. We see them all the time, especially here in New York and in Brooklyn. You know, these Hasidic Jews have built their own schools. They have their own bus lines. They have their own supermarkets. They have their own shit. And yes, they have tapped into the resources to assist them in building their own stuff. And they also have their own properties. Don't forget that. So anyway, I'm going to take it back to great Obama. People say a lot of stuff about Obama, Michelle, but they are geniuses. As you know, we have our law here, the supreme law of our land here in the United States of America, which is the United States of America Constitution. And then they shorten the United States of America up as the U.S.A. Right? That is one entity. That is our organic country. Okay? Then we have the U.S. No A. There's no A. No A at all. If you look at certain things, it's how they usurp some of your rights if you don't reserve them. The A is gone. Where's the A at? It's just one letter. Where would it be? Or is it just going to say you that soon? No. It's done purposely. It's not done accidentally. It's not the same. The U.S. is not the same as the U.S.A. It is not the same. Well, what is the difference, Super T? Well, here's the difference. The U.S. is a corporate entity. It's a corporation, okay? And the United States of America, the USA, is the actual country. The USA has the supreme authority. The corporation gets its powers from the people who agree unwittingly to the stuff that they do, and also from the United States of America, which is organic freaking supreme law. So let me tell you something about this supreme law. The supreme law was established in blood, established in perpetuity. And if you know anything about that word, it means infinite. It means it can never, ever break. It actually gives the freedom for people to come together and establish a new nation if so be it they deem that they are unjustly treated by the current nation. That's in the Declaration of Independence. That is in the Constitution as well. Do your research. What I'm saying is facts. So that's just food for thought. Nonetheless, are indigenous people entitled to anything? Do indigenous people have rights? We certainly do, because of the international law. There are international laws in place which the nations of the world have come together and have agreed upon. These law over, or I wouldn't say supersede, but these law have great standing when it comes to the nations, especially once the nations agree to these laws. And that is what happened in 2006. So I encourage you to get on to the United Nations website and research what are the rights of indigenous people. What does that mean to indigenous people? Those who know that they are indigenous, what does that mean for them? It means a lot. It means we have the ability to address the states, to address the Senate, to address the Congress, and receive our reparations. But we have to be identified correctly. And we cannot just go whining and giving evidence of the negative things that have happened to our people. We have to have the solution already. We cannot go seeking the solution. We have to have the solution. Listen, this is who we are. This is our nation. And these are the things that have happened to people of our nation. And we are ready to repair our nation. However, we are in need of some resources to do that. This is what we're going to do. A, we're going to establish affordable housing. B, we're going to educate our own children. C, we are going to take care of our medical needs. D, we're going to provide an economy so that we are self-sufficient and we are able to have abundance and overflow so that we can contribute to other nations who are in need. You have to have a plan. You cannot go into a bank and ask for a business loan without a business plan. Nobody's going to give you money. And without credit, your credit got to be good. So guess what? Your credibility has to be good. You cannot go to Congress or to the Senate and say, I want reparations without a plan. What is your plan? What are you going to do with these resources? Are you even identifying yourself correctly? Because if you're going to Congress as a black person or as an African American, guess what? Those are things that are fictitious and they are misnomers, rather. I would say that's the proper terminology. They're misnomers. They are titles that are given to you by corporations. They are not you identifying who you are. So they're going to look and they're going to listen and they're going to, after you leave, have a fucking cocktail party and laugh at your ass. They still haven't figured this shit out yet, motherfuckers. Yo, we got them trapped in the maze. No, it's time to get the fuck up out of the maze. It's time to put your entertainment to the side and get the fuck into your research and get yourself organized, get yourself mobilized, and go and get what is rightfully yours. And it's done in a peaceable way. So there are many options, like I said. You can create a new nation. You can tie yourself to a standing nation already. But you have to know who you are, and you have to identify yourself. And however, whether you tie yourself to a new nation, I mean, to a standing nation already, such as an indigenous nation, if you are indeed indigenous, which only you can know that by tracing your family line and talking to your elders, I suggest talking to your elders. They're the most valid resources that you have. B, you can create a new nation. However you do it, that's the first step to reparations. Not going to repair a people that are not a nation. You have to be a nation. And you're not going for them to repair you. You already have to have a plan. You already have to have credibility that you've been putting in work. Because what you're going for is the release of the resources. Okay? The release of the resources so that you can do the repairing yourself that you have already been doing. That's the credibility you've already established. Okay? You've already been doing repair to your nations with the limited resources. Now you want more resources so you can do more repairing. And that is the reparations. That's what reparations stand for. The repair of a nation. But you have to be a nation. You cannot be broken apart from it. You cannot be labeled as a freaking crayon color and expect somebody to release resources. How are you credible? You don't even know who you are. How can I trust you with these resources? And you don't know who you are. That's how they're thinking, guys. So, yeah. Do your research. Find out the rights of indigenous people. Are you an indigenous person? Do you not know what an indigenous person is? Research it. I just told you what it is, but research it for yourself. Then go onto the United Nations website and see what that means, international law-wise. Then recognize that our organic United States of America Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and it cannot be undone. It could be suppressed. You could try to bury it, but it can't die. It can't be cast off. This corporate entity called the U.S. that is going around and putting the U.S. into all this debt and all of this stuff. The country's not going into debt. The corporation is in debt. And they're in debt to people like China, the very people that they drop bombs on. Isn't that ironic? They did their research, people. The yellow people recognize that they are not yellow people. They recognize they cannot be classified by a color. And they got their shit together, and they have built up from the ground up, and wow. Have anybody been to China? I haven't yet. But when I see the freaking pictures over there, I'd be like, whoa. You think New York City looks like something? Sheesh. See the lights and shit over there. You think the MTA is something? Sheesh. It's ancient compared to the technology they have over there. Ancient. This shit is old news over here in New York City. As wonderful as New York City is, it's old as hell. And if you compare it to China's cities, whoa. Yeah. It's a big difference. So I say that to say, quote unquote, black people, we got some work to do. And I know you're frustrated. I know you're emotional. And your emotions and your feelings are valid. But you have to save that for your personal friends and your personal people. You have to share those personal things with personal people. That's not for the public. Come on, let's stop being emotional in the public. Let's go and handle our shit publicly the right freaking way. With knowledge, with preparation, with respect, with dignity. Because the only way we are winning is when we do these things with these methods, with the respect, with the dignity. Then what can they say? Oh, shit. That's what they're going to say in their heads. They're not going to say that out loud, but they're going to say that in their minds. Oh, shoot. They know. Oh, well, we have no choice. They got the laws. we are subject to the laws. Please remember that. Please remember that Congress, Senate, and even the President of the United States of America is subject to the law. They are not above it. How they maneuver is that they push it down. But when they push it down, it doesn't mean that they are above it. It just means that they are hiding it and they are acting as corporate people. They're acting as corporate entities. They wear dual hats. You must know this. All the politicians wear two hats. They wear a hat for the corporation and they wear a hat for the country. So when you go to them, you have to go to them in a way where you address both. But when you are addressing the Supreme hat first, they have no choice. You got to make sure that there's no things that they could try to go through on the corporate hat side and try to trap you. This is chess. You gotta check them. We gotta check them. And going to them emotional is not checking them. It's not a check. It's not at all. It's just saying, hey, we see you. We know you're wrong. And we ain't happy about it. But that ain't a check. That's your emotions. And what you need to do with that emotion is you need to channel those emotions and you need to put them towards something that's going to be effective. And that's your research. That's an organization. That's a mobilization. That's what that is. So let's get it together, people. I'm not going to go any further. I'm going to leave it just like that. And I want to thank you for listening to the Super T podcast. Remember, this is a dialogue. This is not a monologue. So I look forward to hearing what you have to say about reparations. How you like the information that I dropped on you? Did you do some research? Before you share your emotional feedback, I want you to do some actual research and then get back to me. Peace. Okay, you know, I decided to come back just briefly just to remind you guys that I love you. I know I said it before, but I want to say it again. I really, really love you. My listeners, my audience, you guys are like an extension of my best friend, because when I just have something on my mind to get off my chest, I just get up here and I share my thoughts with you. So thank you so much for listening.